What animal lacks a heart, brain, blood, and bones, is 95% water and translucent, pulses and drifts on ocean currents, and is more closely related to corals and anemones than fish? If you answer jellies, you're right. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is a Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. A major part of the National Aquarium's conservation work involves working actively to improve the health of Baltimore's Inner Harbor and the Great Chesapeake Bay beyond. This week, we're taking a peek below the water's surface to learn about these unique phyla of animals that are like no others. Joining me is Assistant Curator Jenny Jansen, who has the very cool job of caring for the many jellies in residence here at the aquarium. Thanks for being here, Jenny.
Thanks for having me, John.
Okay, what species of jellies is one likely to find drifting around our harbor?
There are primarily four species that are found here in the harbor. The most prevalent is the Atlantic sea nettle that you'll see during the summertime. They are bright white and have long, stringy tentacles. We also have comb jellies that are here throughout the year, sometimes during the cold season, sometimes during warm, but they're going to be much harder to see because they're completely translucent. But the comb jellies that are most often here, they're oval in shape, and they don't actually pulse like the sea nettles do. So they just kind of roll around in the water. They're actually moved by cilia, and it's the motion of the water that carries them for the most part. The fourth species that we typically find here is the lion's mane jelly, which we'll only see in the wintertime. The lion's manes pulse like the sea nettles do, but they will often rest, and in the flat stage, so they may look like they're resting like a plate at the surface of the water. Amazingly, last week when we had that really cold spell, the water underneath my dock at home froze and I found lion's manes pulsing under the ice, which I have honestly never seen before, and it was amazing.
Okay, so some of these jellies can be spotted inside the aquarium too, right?
Absolutely. We have both the Atlantic sea nettles and the lion's manes on exhibit, and we also culture them here in our culture lab.
Of all the animals we exhibit, I sometimes think the jellies are the most misunderstood. What are some of the misperceptions people have about jellies?
Well, for one, they have a pretty short lifespan, typically only about a year. Of course, the exception to that is the immortal jelly, which has the ability to change life stages back and forth from a juvenile stage to a polyp stage and back and forth and back and forth. But we don't have those kinds of jellies here in our waters. In other parts of the world, there are jellies that can potentially kill you, but not around here. Certainly, if you get stung by the jellies that are on our waters, you won't be happy about it, but their venom is far from lethal.
Well, like all living things, jellies need a little love, too. And that leads to my last question. What threats do they face these days, or what threats does their presence indicate?
Really, John, it's all about the food web. With climate change and rising water temperatures, we are finding that animals are reproducing in temperatures and in places where that normally doesn't happen. That alters how the food web works because these jellyfish are plankton. They also eat plankton. In order to have the right size of food for the size of animal that you have, you need those juvenile stages of animals in the right places at the right times. And when you don't have all of the links in the food chain, it will affect your large species, your fish for commercial fisheries.
Thank you, Jenny. Your insights underscore the importance of all of us doing what we can to counteract the effects of climate change on a global scale and to protect local waterways and their inhabitants, both those with and without their spines. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
To learn more about urban conservation initiatives happening right here in Baltimore City, visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.